Ryan was one of three experts on a financial reform panel at the Wisconsin Real Estate and Economic Outlook Conference. When asked how his Medicare voucher plan would help make the program solvent in the future, he began by rejecting the voucher label.
A voucher, the money goes to you, you know, check in the mail, you go out and buy something. That's not how this would work. This would be Medicare will give you a list of plans to pick from, you pick your plan.
And then Ryan says the government will subsidize your plan with higher subsidies for the poor and lower ones for the rich, and increasing subsidies for everyone as their health deteriorates with age. He says that, along with some insurance reforms, will save the Medicare program from bankruptcy. But another panelist, Richard Green, a real estate professor from the University of Southern California, says the key weakness in Ryan's plan is its requirement that consumers choose from a list of insurance plans. Green says the recent mortgage crisis proves consumers don't always make good choices.
It's not as easy as all that, and sometimes it's really hard for people to make good choices. Healthcare is a very complicated thing, and so whether the mechanism that Representative Ryan proposes would lead to better health outcomes for people is something I'm more skeptical about now than I would have been 5 or 6 years ago.
Green also predicted that the rising cost of high-tech healthcare procedures will inevitably lead to a rationing of certain types of healthcare. Representative Ryan agrees that rationing is already happening, but it should be the market and not the government that does it. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.